Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Well, and part of relativism, a relativist would also say that we can't know anything, correct?
Well, relativists will tend to say that. I mean, we could kind of, now we're going into kind of a skepticism where they'll actually notice this. They're making a knowledge claim saying you cannot know, or basically we know that we can't know, which again ends up being self-contradictory. So a lot of people, they don't realize that when they reject truth, they're affirming the truth. When they deny knowledge, they're actually affirming knowledge. Let me again just recap that if you say that there is no truth, you're saying that it's true that there is no truth. If you're saying that you can't know, you're making a knowledge claim. You're saying, I know that you can't know. And it ends up being a self-contradictory. Now, we are creatures who have been made in the image of God, who have been made with rational capacities to seek after the truth, to be able to know things. And so when we reject the very image of God that has made us, that enables us to be truth-seeking beings, that enables us to be knowing beings, we are actually undermining something at the very core of our being as humans. It undermines our very humanity to reject truth and knowledge.
So break that down to, if we are talking about our belief in Christ or belief that there is a God, and someone says, well, you can't know that there is a God, what might be a proper response?
Well, I would just simply say, well, maybe you don't know, but how do you know that I don't know? I mean, you know, it just seems that you're making a sweeping claim about knowledge, and I want to know how you can justify that sort of a claim. And instead of you're having, as a Christian, having to bear the burden of proof by, okay, well, I'm going to show how you can know, say, well, how do you know that you can't know? Because, you know, the person who's making a knowledge claim ought to be able to justify why he is making this sweeping claim that you can't know. And so let that person bear the burden of proof. And the person might say, well, the arguments for God's existence don't work. Well, you can say, well, maybe the arguments for God's existence don't work, but that doesn't mean that maybe a person can't have personal insight into God's existence that maybe nobody else can get in on. What if God whispers in my ear, and even if no one else can get in on the secret, how do you know that I can't know this? You know, how do you know that I can't have an experience with God, even if you haven't? Mm-hmm. So again, to rule it out utterly, you know, that's making quite a sweeping claim. And so, you know, we could, of course, talk about arguments for God's existence and so forth. But for a person to say, you can't know, I'd want to know how he knows that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.